Welcome to another edition of the Northwest Missouri State Coaches Show with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team, Adam Dorrell. Our interview with Coach Dorrell, underwritten by Maryville's Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main in Maryville, providing groceries, a pharmacy, bakery, and kitchen. The interview is recorded each Monday at noon for Maryville's Hy-Vee and can be heard on KXCV KRNW beginning at 525 Monday afternoons and available online at kxcv.org. And again, with us is the head coach of the Bearcats, Adam Dorrell. And Coach, a good win for your team on Saturday night with the victory over Sioux Falls team that comes in with a pretty good resume at the NAIA level, and they came out and took care of business Saturday.
Yeah, they did. I appreciate it. Just proud of our kids. I thought they played well, and we played hard. And, you know, we were down for a little bit, and, you know, they were doing some things we hadn't seen on film. Defensive coaches did a really good job of making adjustments, and we made some big plays on offense, and it was just fun to see the kids compete and having fun.
In some respects, it was a similar type of game what you had in the opener with Truman State, where a pretty close first quarter, but then in the second quarter, you really got things going both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Sioux Falls wanted to slow the game down, and they were running the football on first and second down and then making third down conversions, and very good game plan on their part. You know, like I said, we finally made our adjustments and caught fire a little bit in the second quarter, had some big plays that we were trying to set up, and, you know, Blake Christopher made some really good passes.
And, boy, you really have to like the job that Christopher's done so far this season. Again, a guy that really seeing his first playing time as a collegiate at the during his senior year, and really coming out, and he looks sharp right now.
Yeah, he does. He's throwing the ball well. His mechanics are good. He understands what we want, where we want him to throw the football. He's doing a good job with the cadence. You know, we've gotten some free plays. And, yeah, we're just really proud of him. And it's like I said, he's been patient, and he's earned the right to be the starter, and now it's finally good to see him exceeding.
When you look at the play in the backfield again Saturday night, the 1-2 punch of Franklin and Simmons really looks good.
Yeah, they're a deadly combination, aren't they? I mean, you know, Coleman was hurt this week, and hopefully we'll have him back. And I think Billy Creason's going to make his debut Saturday, so then it could really get interesting. So those two are running really hard, feeding off each other. They're both got good vision, and they can do a lot of things when they have the ball in their hand.
I know going into the game, one of the things you talked about that you felt would be effective was some play action. And when you have those type of running backs with that threat, that really makes the play action a little bit more effective then.
It does. And obviously when you're actually running the ball and getting good yards, that helps too. And, you know, it worked out just like we wanted to. We thought we could run the ball inside the tackles. And those safeties started screwing down to the line of scrimmage. And, you know, Soy got behind them a couple times.
And, again, in a case in this game where you took advantage of turnovers and turned all the turnovers except that last one at the end of the ball game, but turned all those into points.
Yeah, we did. And it, I think we're plus +7 right now in turnovers after two games, which is, you know, just awesome. And that's something we're going to keep challenging our defense to get us turnovers. And, you know, offensively, we got to take care of the football, don't throw interceptions, and have good ball security. And, you know, that's a mental focal point in practice. So our kids are doing really good with it right now.
And, again, the thing that I think goes along with that, too, is the penalty situation. Again, at this point in the year, you have to feel good about the fact that you're not getting many penalties called against you.
You do, you know, and, again, I feel like we've simplified some things that we've done in the past, and, you know, we'll continue to build as the season goes on. But I really feel like that's what's keeping the penalties down right now. And it makes a huge difference if you can stay on – what we call staying on schedule on offense. You know, you get 4+ on first down, don't take negative plays, and it really helps you out.
Now, a 52-17 victory over Sioux Falls. Going in, it was a team that you talked about really had you concerned coming in with this non-conference matchup. But, again, things really played in a factor before you came out and took care of business against what I think probably is a better team, what you saw against Truman.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our cause for concern, you saw early in that game, those kids were physical and they're big. But like I said, after we made our adjustments, we were good to go. But, you know, I feel like that's a good football team. And, you know, unfortunate for them, their scheduling is really, you know, hamstringed them. They've got to go to McNeese State this week, who's, I think, ranked 6th or 7th in 1AA football. And You know, those guys do a heck of a job. But I think that's a pretty good football team. And I, like I said, I was proud of our kids because we answered the bell.
I think probably you'll see Sioux Falls really make the strides at the Division II level as they go into it. Again, this just being their first year at D2.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's some things up. Their coaching staff, we're good friends with them. And, you know, I think they're a little concerned with their depth. And I think you saw their depth on defense. We wore them out a little bit. When they were having to rotate guys in, there was – I feel like a pretty big drop-off between their first-string and second-string guys. And, you know, I've always said it'd be a good Division II football program. You've got to have depth. And, you know, like I said, that's why I feel pretty good about our team right now.
Now, I thought another thing that was nice about Saturday night was the fact your home opener, great atmosphere, and really the fans were ready for some football, and they really were there making loud noise there in the first
half. They were. They were. You know, it just was a neat experience. And, you know, I don't think they understand sometimes how important that is to our kids. Makes huge difference on third down when the other team's on offense. And yeah, it was a special night and a great night, and it was a lot of fun.
And Coach Churchman and Carol came back, honoring them throughout the weekend, actually, but a chance for them to say thank you at halftime, and just a great atmosphere for them as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach T, he came and gave our pregame speech, and he did a great job. And, you know, we just all wanted to do good for Coach. And, you know, just me personally, I know, you know, I was a little nervous. You know, you know that he's up there watching. So had a couple of those penalties. There was one right there, you know, would have made it fourth and three, or we could have taken the penalty, and it backed him up, and we ended up taking it. And because it was a 15-yarder, if it was a 10, I probably wouldn't. And I, you know, I asked him after the game, and I said, "What'd you think?" He goes, "That was definitely the right call." So yeah, we were real happy that he came back, and it was great to see him.
One of the things that we had him on during the broadcast there in the first half, and he said he didn't realize how much fun people had at a game. He was having a good time with the pregame thing.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what he said to me, too. He said he was up in the box. He said it got to a point towards the, you know, the game he kind of had to get away from. He said too many people wanted to talk, and he couldn't focus on the game. So, but yeah, they had a heck of a time.
And now as you look ahead, 2-0 right now in the season, just where you want to be at this particular point. Back to the road this week, you've got Lincoln University, which is coming back to the MIAA. And talk about some of the things you try to do when you prepare against a team that at this point in the season is struggling and appears to be still trying to make some strides toward the Division II level again after being at D2 for a long time and then the program going away for a while.
Yeah. Well, you know, the first thing you got to do is kind of assess where you're at as a team, and we've done that. We've talked to our kids about that. There's some things that we've got to get better at, and we're going to focus on that this week in practice. You know, then after that, I really just feel like you got to remember it is a college football Saturday, and you only get so many of those in your career. And then we're going to set some very lofty goals on both sides of the football, offense and defense and special teams, and just try to really get our kids to focus on those goals and focus on Northwest and, you know, not get caught up in the atmosphere and things of that nature. And we just want to worry about Northwest this week.
And what type of goals do you want to set for the team for this week?
Well, you know, we're going to meet about those here this afternoon as a coaching staff, and we're going to start by doing it by position. You know, maybe forcing some fumbles at the linebacker spot, maybe trying to get a special teams touchdown this week, maybe focus on getting 5 yards a carry this week instead of four. That's usually our goal, stuff like that. And then just kind of take it and add it together as a team. And we're going to post it in the locker room, and it'll be on our scouting reports. And it's something I'll talk about right before we take the field Saturday.
At this point, what's been the biggest things that you feel has come out of the season up to this point?
I'm just happy with our kids' effort. You know, we've got a lot of new faces. We got a lot of young kids, and the level they're playing at right now I think it's very good. I'm really proud of our continuity and our team chemistry, and that's not easy when you have that many kids. But the kids are working at that just as hard as they are working on, you know, being a good tackler or being a good running back, and I think that's very important right now. We got to continue to grow that. If we want to get to where we want to get, then we've got to be really special as a team, and our chemistry's got to be good. So I'm really, really pleased with that aspect of it.
Now, as you kind of said down before season and say at this point you want to be here, or here, at this point where you're 2-0, are you pretty much where you want to be right now?
Yeah, the biggest thing we've got to improve, John, is practice, our preparation. very common with the young, inexperienced team. Sometimes practices are up and down, and we don't want to do that. We want to have a solid practice on Tuesday, a solid practice on Wednesday, and a solid practice on Thursday, and you want to build each day, and we're not there yet. Last week we were really inconsistent practicing. We were average on Tuesday, horrible on Wednesday, and really good on Thursday. And you know, again, that's my responsibility, and I'll get that fixed. But I feel good where we're at, other than we've got to learn how to practice as a team. And the other thing is we've got to, you know, continue to clean up some of our special team stuff. But when you have that many new kids on there, it's just one of the phases of the game you don't work on as much. So we're going to budget some more time at practice working on special teams. And we're getting great effort. We're getting great effort on it. It's just we got to be smarter.
And one thing about it, you're having an opportunity with the kickoff teams to maybe get some of that work because as productive he's been on offense, so the kickoff coverage team's getting some work out there.
Absolutely, and that, you know, they're doing a pretty good job. Some of our breakdown Saturday night, we had guys over pursuing, and you know, but we had some busts on punt team that, you know, you couldn't see because they didn't block the punt. But I mean, we had some major errors on the punt team that, against a good team, probably would have gotten a punt blocked. And, you know, we've just got to we got to correct that stuff.
And, again, you head to Jefferson City this Saturday. Are you taking a team that's pretty healthy right now going down there?
Yeah, not bad. We've got a couple guys actually going to the doctor right now and getting checked out, coming off Saturday's injuries, and should know a little bit more. But, like I said, yeah, we feel good. We're getting Coleman back, and Jordan Skill was going to be back. I'm excited for people to watch him play at safety. He's a big hitter. We're really excited about getting him back, and I think Billy Creason's going to be back. So, you know, it's pretty standard. You gain some, you lose some. So, pretty standard deal.
Now, as far as getting Skilbo back, you talk about being excited to watch him out there. But you add him to what looks to be a pretty good secondary right now. That's got to really make things look good there.
Yeah, you know, again, and one of the ways we feel like we'll challenge our team this week is our competitiveness and our depth. And if you want to play, you better produce and practice. And you know, so obviously he's going to throw another monkey wrench into that in the secondary. But yeah, it's a good secondary right now, really athletic.
All right, well, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Again, that's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team, Adam Dorrell. Our interview with Coach Dorrell, underwritten by Maryville's Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main of Maryville, in providing groceries, a pharmacy, bakery, and kitchen. The interview is recorded each Monday at noon for Maryville's Hy-Vee and can be heard on KXCV KRNW beginning at 525 Monday afternoons, and again available online at KXCV.org. Again, it's a 2:00 kickoff Saturday from Jefferson City, Northwest, and Lincoln. You can catch all the action right here on KXCV KRNW. My thanks to Coach Dorrell. I'm John Coffey, KXCV KRNW Sports.